Hello. Now.
Give me a check on everybody, actually.
Check, check. Mic check, 1, 2.
Check, check. Check, 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 check. Keelan, do a little bit more.
Keelan, I know you're notorious for not talking close enough to the mic.
Yeah, that's true.
So I want you to fucking blow that thing. I want you to mouth.
Don't do that.
Mouth open, tongue on it.
No.
No, don't do that.
That's gross.
Thank you.
Can I just say,
hey, everybody, welcome back to your favorite cum-based podcast. Nope. Your band is garbage. Nope.
Diet Coke is garbage.
What are we doing?
A podcast.
What is that? What is that?
Folks, you may notice the energy in the room is a little off. Hey, we've got Keelan with us.
Hey.
As per any episode where we don't have a guest.
Yeah.
Pretty much just in auto include that we have the star of another podcast come on and, you know, help us out, give us some fans or whatever.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Jacob,
he
brings, do you want to start the podcast?
He has a natural draw that Keelan brings with him. Danny's show. He has a dedicated fan base that follows him from show to show.
Of like three people.
Oh,
three
shit.
Three specific people.
So yeah, this is a little bit different than what we would normally do. This is just, we're kind of just checking in. We finished up season one and we're working on getting season two out, which was coming along, I would say nicely even. I would go as far as to say. And then we, I maybe had a,
Jacob had a boo-boo.
Let's
with
maybe
his,
say a catastrophic hardware failure. And
so, unfortunately, Jacob is not as, tech savvy.
Not,
as
we're
we,
not blaming listen, it on that.
Listen,
it was a hard, I could not have
a homie
seen this
stored
coming.
Like a whole Plex server on an external hard drive, along with all the podcast files. External hard drive goes, it's gone. It starts making some whirring sound one day. I remember him fucking around with everything behind his computer. He's like, what's making that sound? It's just like,
it's the disc like literally getting chewed up in the hard drive with all my podcast files. And I'm like smacking it like, what's going on with this thing?
Yeah. So.
So. That's been fun to deal with, but it has allowed for some extra breathing room in getting season two out. It's allowed us to make this little upgrade.
It also allowed us to celebrate our entire birthday month by not doing any work.
Yeah, that was
podcast.
The best part. That was super sick.
Great, because all three of us are Leos, believe it or not. I don't know if you can tell from all of us trying to steal the attention 100% of the time from each other.
Constantly talking over each other and screaming.
Yeah.
But we're just kind of checking in, saying what's up. This was we just saw, we're hanging out in person. We're in a living room.
This is the first.
This is the officially the first in-person podcast we've ever done.
We got a little mobile rig.
Yep.
Yep. We were going to record in the Sheetz parking lot, but
we were going to record in the Sheetz parking lot. We thought that would be very punk and very cool.
Yeah, we were going to record like the opening and like the, you know, the first couple riffs, you know, standard podcast procedure.
Take the break.
Yep, take the break, go to the microwave show, come back, talk about the microwave show. But we ended up
we like casually rolled up 2.5 hours late to the gig.
Yeah. We actually made it there exactly in time to see the entire microwave set.
Yeah, that's true. We walked in like as they're like clapping that they're walking on stage, we're walking into the show.
Yeah, we're getting our wristbands during like the opening riff.
Yeah. Perfect time frame. Wow, we just got the first, okay, I guess we should mention jump scare of the evening. We're watching, what is this, Freddy 3? No.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare 3. On Elm Street. Not Friday.
Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
With
you're going to want
one of the best soundtracks of the 80s.
Yeah.
Hey, are the subtitles not on? Someone turn the subtitles on.
It's so hard to turn the subtitles on a fucking. Oh, wait. No, it's not. I learned the
okay,
other
well,
day. Swipe
have
up on the little square.
Okay. Yeah. Swipe up on the square. What do you mean? It's so hard.
It's.
I couldn't figure it out.
Swiping
until
up.
Give me the fucking thing.
Shoot.
Folks, we're Apple stands in this house. We've got the Apple TV. Nice. We're using the weird little like iPod fucking remote. All right, I'm swiping up and nothing's happening.
Yeah, it's weird.
Swipe down.
Swipe down? Oh, you're right. It is down. Jesus.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
So it wasn't
Christ.
Me
at all. You're right. It wasn't you. Let's skip to 8 minutes and 31 seconds in. Let's see what happens. Oh, that's
oh Jesus. Like, where we were. 100 dead bodies on the screen immediately. Yeah. Good choice, Robin.
I mean, we all know it's a fucking dream. Right as she pops out of it.
Oh, that's true, yeah. I haven't really... I'm not a horror movie guy, so I don't know.
My girlfriend and I have been doing a horror movie marathon. I mean, we did about half of the marathon last year. We're going to try and wrap it up this year.
I watched Malignant. It was dog shit.
Are you just here to trash horror movies, or are we here to talk about a show?
What was your favorite part of the show?
My favorite part of the show was the energy in the room. The vibes were, I would say, on point.
Yeah, the vibes were good.
It was, you know, just a really fun, energetic crowd.
I don't know if this is consistent at all with either of your guys' live experiences back from COVID so far, but I felt like every show I've seen so far, which is not many, has been, like, kind of sparsely attended. I'm in the before times, you would like damn near come selling out a venue, ideally, like every time.
Right.
But recently it's been less and less that, but tonight it was like truly like full. So that was kind of nice to see.
Yeah. Nice little venue here in Colombo.
Yeah, I love Woodlands, man.
Woodlands.
Is that Lawrence Fishburne?
Yes. Is it?
That's a really young Lawrence Fishburne.
Holy shit.
Really skinny.
Yeah, he looks good.
He does look good.
He looks really good. Sorry, folks. I've been horny all day.
Robin's been horny. So fucking horny. We had to take a month off because Robin was so horny.
Yeah, the entire time. He just wouldn't stop.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. It's this constant state of being. It's impossible to stop.
As the manager, we're sending you to horny rehab.
Sending me to horny rehab?
Horny rehab.
Horny rehab.
Oh, speaking of shows being sparsely attended, we haven't talked about my weekend at all.
Oh, yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
I'm asking you
if I don't know.
Yeah, I went to an outdoor music festival
called
Louder Than Life in Louisville, Kentucky.
I forget what the phrase exactly was, and I forget if it was Corey or Ryan that asked me, but they were like, is Robin at a butt rock festival? And I was like, yeah, Robin's at a butt rock festival. That's actually a really apt way of describing what he is.
Yeah, so I've been going to butt rock festivals for a good portion of my life. I grew up on butt rock. My first ever concert was Rock on the Range in Columbus. I sat up in the stadium with my dad. We saw Killswitch Engage, like Surge from System of a Down when he was doing his solo stuff. And then Disturbed was headlining. So I've been, you know, I was following the scene for a while. You know, I don't exactly listen to a lot of the music anymore. But, like, I mean, I was more going because, you know, Metallica. It's kind of incredible to see just at any point. As many times as I can see Metallica before... I don't know if I can say it.
Say it.
Before another one of them dies.
Jesus. I mean, are they that old? Is it getting there?
They're pretty old. I mean, they're not that old. They're not as old as Judas Priest, who I also saw. They are literally in their 70s. Still like, ah!
Yeah, well, Rob Halford is killing it still.
Absolutely killed it. They were one of my biggest surprises of the weekend. Anyway.
Who's the guy from Alice in Chains? What's his name?
Like the dead one or the living one?
I guess the living one. If that's not a famous person, who am I thinking of that's like old and is an old rock guy and really looks like shit? I wonder if he's still alive. He's like, he's going to die soon.
I mean, a lot of them. Yeah, I'll be honest.
He's like one of the more famous ones, and I can't think of his name or the band he was in.
So you just want to just
hey,
start
can you
naming,
just name yeah, some just old
naming,
rock guys?
Start naming old butt rock guys that look like shit.
Yeah. Now, to be fair, he is like, is, when you think of guys that look like shit, he's like the number one guy.
Joe Perry.
No. Guys that look like shit. How about you over there, buddy?
Shut the fuck
Brett
up,
Michaels.
Dude. Fuck you. I'll fucking kill you.
Ozzy Osbourne.
David Draymond from Disturbed.
No, no, no. He was like a makeup rocker. Like,
Gene Simmons.
No, but you're closer. That's, we're in the ballpark now. No. Not a kiss. Not a kiss.
Makeup.
He was like the lead singer, I think.
Can we talk about Corey Taylor's neck for a second?
What's going on with his neck?
It's fucking huge.
It's such a big neck.
You guys must be really having a hard time with all this Corey Taylor MGK beef. Just like,
I don't give a shit.
You don't? It's not tearing you up inside to see your two idols go at it like that?
The beef certainly isn't. I wouldn't call it either of them my idols.
Jacob, I'm a Kanye fan.
You're Kanye
stan. This is like nothing to me. This is just like whatever.
You're a Kanye stan, I think it's fair to say.
Oh, I accidentally saw Falling in Reverse again, so...
Is that guy still at it, Ronnie?
Ronnie, yeah. Ugh. He had a big sign behind him that said, fuck Ronnie Radke.
I mean, that's just stupid. Whatever, yeah. Who cares? I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's kind of a prick.
It would be so cool if he died.
Beep!
Vince Neil. Is it Vince Neil?
Let me see if I can... That's the one.
Is it Vince Neil?
No.
Tommy Lee?
Nope.
Paul McCartney.
This is going to be a really... I hate to use this example.
Oh, stinky.
He's been on the episode of Man vs. Food before.
David Lee Roth.
Because he had like a hot dog place.
He has a what?
He's a hot dog place.
Is it Sammy Hagar?
No.
You said Alice in Chains at the beginning. It's not Jerry Cantrell, is it?
No.
Yeah, I don't know how Alice in Chains got us to here, but...
I don't know. I thought...
He owns a hot dog place?
Yeah. I guess I know that's... he's not famous for owning a hot dog place, so that's not That would be like saying, like, oh, Wee Man is a guy that owns a taco restaurant. That's all he does. That's what Wee Man is famous for doing.
Who the fuck owns a hot dog place?
I'm going to see if I can Google him and maybe just come up with it. Because this is...
I feel like that sounds like a... Is it Jimmy Buffett?
No. Oh. No, he owns... Now, those are awesome. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Those restaurants rock.
Okay, a rocker owns a hot dog place. It looks like he might die.
Rock. Old rock guys.
He was... Like, he has makeup. He's a makeup boy.
Yeah.
And it's no one from Motley Crue. Or like, well, David Lee Roth. Or like,
who was in Motley Crue?
Nikki Sixx, Mick Mars, Tommy Lee, Vince Neil.
No, I don't think so.
How many people listening to this do you think know all of these?
Someone's just screaming.
I know.
Like, holy fuck, of course. Like, oh God.
I just watched that episode of Man vs. Food yesterday.
Yeah. With the hot dog rock star.
Yeah, the hot dog rock star. Honestly, I would eat there.
Brett Michaels.
No.
CeCe DeVille. Like,
no. He might honestly be dead, which would really complicate things.
Oh, that would.
He's
How
so,
old was the episode?
He was so, I mean, not that old, but like, when I say that he looked like shit, like he's going to die at any second.
Jesus Christ. Speaking of could die any second, let's talk about Aaron Lewis from Stained, huh?
Oh my God. You know he has like a country song out that's like doing well.
Does he really?
Like the lead singer, yeah, it's like doing well and it's like about like, well, where my country is it?
Oh yeah, he's, yeah. I mean, he's 100% gone like full like Trump idiot.
Yeah,
it's
but
pretty
it,
great.
It, he wrote a country song that's like doing pretty well. He has
took away my freedom, and they tried to take my guns. Jacob zonked watching Nightmare on Elm Street.
I googled
the
old rock
guy.
And roll guy, and I scrolling through just hoping to find it.
Hot
I didn't
dog
find anything.
Man versus food.
I didn't. Yes, I tried. Like, can we can talk about something else?
No, I'm stuck on this.
Can we talk about something else?
Okay, was he ever in like a movie?
Keelan, what was your favorite part of the microwave show?
Oh, vomit.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Like,
oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
We actually haven't even mentioned that. So, I will admit to not knowing a whole lot of their most recent album. I like it. When I listen to it all the way through and like over and over, but I don't know like the names of the songs. And
Death is a Warm Blanket is a masterpiece.
Yeah, it's awesome.
100%. 10 out of 10. Every song is a bop.
But I didn't recognize every song they played tonight.
That was the only stuff that I recognized. I recognized Vomit and the other big one that they played surprisingly early.
Light Airless.
And Stovall?
Stovall. It's like yeah. A lot of screaming.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
The screams were on point. The show sounded great.
Honestly, that venue sounds so good.
The music tech, like, or whoever did, like, the odd fucking... You know
like the
I'm
mixing
saying.
And stuff.
Yeah, did a great job.
It sounded phenomenal. The fans, for the most part, were
oh my god,
great.
Yes. So we can talk about this now. So I have a story. Okay, so I have seen Microwave live before, and I've seen them live at this venue a few years ago. I was shooting the show. It's my first time seeing them live. I was really excited to see them. Pretty sure I went alone.
Shooting the show, someone arrest this guy.
That's really distasteful. It's in really poor taste, considering the current political climate, Robin.
Yeah.
Listen, I just came from like a guns and rock and roll show. I'm sorry. I'm in a different mindset.
Oh.
Anyway, you're seeing them.
Ago. Okay. So yeah, I was photographing the show, and it was like one of the best shows I've ever been to still to this day. Like just, you know, as you can imagine, energy on point, like just great crowd, really into it. And there was a guy there who kept yelling Tito, just Tito.
Tito.
They would say Tito over and over.
I
like,
was wondering what that motherfucker
it was, like,
was saying.
It would literally, and I'm not going to scream because it's like, two in the morning at this point. Yeah. Yeah, 2 in the morning. But it's like, Tito! Tito!
Tito!
Just like, not even just in between songs. Like, even just in the quiet parts of the songs.
Yeah.
We just screamed Tito. Like,
yep. Yep.
And he was there, like, at the last time I saw them. And I thought it was so weird, and I didn't get it. But they, like, on stage were laughing about it and, like, into it. And I think the drummer's name is Tito. So I think they were, like, cheering him on. And then, like, there were a few times where people would get into chants. They were like, Tito, Tito, Tito.
I honestly thought that he was saying Tina. And I kept, like, looking up because I couldn't see the drummer from where I was at.
Yeah.
So I was like, Tina?
No.
Like, looking. And then it's just, like, a bald dude.
It's a bald
beard.
Dude, yeah. But I think that's Tito. I think. I could be wrong, but I think that's Tito. And, like, I think last time.
We could literally look this up before we say it.
I think last time. He like said he like shouted him out or something. He said something like, "This one's for the guy that keeps yelling Tito or whatever." And then, literally like a week ago, I was like, "I wonder if the guy that was yelling about Tito is going to be at the show again." And bitch, if he is not at the fucking show, this dude is yelling Tito over and over, to the point where it's like funny, and then you start to get annoyed by it,
yeah.
And then it comes back around to being funny again.
It's gonna be so bad. If that's like a tick or something,
I don't
not
think
actually
so.
Someone's name.
I don't really think. I really don't think so. Like they was, he was yelling it at
Tito
the most inopportune times, like yeah. Waiting for the quiet parts of the song,
waiting for like the real vibey, like boing,
waiting for the
boing,
and just
like the bass like barely kicking, like boo doo doo, Tito.
I thought it was so fucking funny. I couldn't believe
that's
there
Freddy with a long face. Get us back out, Kristen. No,
that looks like
the
lady from Twin Peaks.
Not quite. To have the nightmares.
Why does she have a cut on her hand?
Was it Bon Jovi?
It's not Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi's kind of hot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Dog,
honestly,
dog
so
Jovi.
Good.
What would Bon Jovi's hot dog stand be called?
Buns. John Bon Jovi or something.
John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, there it is. You got it. That's got to be it. I don't think there's a better one than that.
Who has a hot dog stand, though? I'm having so much trouble with this.
I mean, I'm clearly also having trouble with it.
Ozzy Osbourne's hot dog stand.
I would love if Ozzy Osbourne has a hot dog stand, but he doesn't. It's doggy, not a stand. It's doggy a whole Osbourne. Restaurant. Doggy Osbourne. Oh, boy.
There's more to this bit.
Yeah. Let's just think about some hot dog celebrities. Yeah. Some more. Oh.
Freddy Krueger's hot dog stand. Nightmare on Dog Street. This isn't our finest work, but, you know,
no.
We're doing our best.
I can't even promise that this one's going to stay up forever, but it might be nice to just throw up in the meantime.
Who the fuck is that? That's someone.
That's Will Stanton. Did you see the subtitle? I'm Will Stanton.
Accident my ass.
For real, this has one of the best soundtracks. Fucking Dokken.
Does it really?
Yeah. Is it Don Dokken?
It's referring to the Google God. Like, it's not like there's a computer in front of us and Jacob's like typing it on a keyboard. He's like pulling his phone out.
I will know the name when I hear it. It's a famous ass guy. I'm shocked you haven't gotten it. It's like very famous.
I'm literally
dude.
Thinking of like everyone. Are you sure it's not like Sammy Hagar?
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
Because he's the most hot dog guy, I feel.
What kind of hot dog would Sammy Hagar make?
Yeah, like
what would Sammy Hagar's hot dog stand be called?
It'd probably be like Hagar's Hog.
Hagar's Hog.
Or Sammy Hogars or something.
Hogart Hughes.
Hogart Hughes. What is that? Isn't Hogart the name of the kid from the Iron Giant
kid? Yeah.
Does Billy
Hog Hug?
Does Billy Idol have a hot dog stand?
No.
Billy Squire.
No.
Billy Idol.
I feel like that she's fucked up my stomach a little bit.
Yeah.
Jacob, what did you get from the sheets?
Where's the
I just
cookies?
Got a burger. Just like a very basic.
You burn. Don't do, like, Sheetz is one of the only places that you can do, like, fucking crazy shit.
I would have loved to do crazy shit, but
I could put a mozzarella stick on a fucking Philly cheesesteak if I wanted to.
I put fries on my burger, bitch, first of all. Second
fries?
Of all,
that's some basic shit.
Yeah. Where are you? From Pittsburgh?
I don't want extra cheese on my
from Schitt's
sandwich. It would hurt my tummy. Second of all, yeah, fries on sandwiches are fantastic.
I would
love to eat them.
If I'm going to Sheetz, it's going to hurt my tummy anyway. I might as well go all
in. I mean, you're right. It is hurting my tummy, so I guess you're right. The joke is on me.
Was it a girl?
No, it wasn't a girl. It's a dude.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Someone cut Keelan's mic.
Hey, hot Lawrence Fishburne is back.
Hot Lawrence Fishburne.
He's bending over. He's all caked up.
In the scrubs and everything.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
He's wearing a chain just like me.
Yeah, apparently Jacob has been wearing a chain for like 5 years.
Yeah,
he
had
known.
No idea.
Didn't believe me and texted my girlfriend to see if I was lying behind my back.
I didn't believe you.
What is that about? There's no trust in this relationship.
Because I've.
Well, you never call us anymore.
Yeah, you don't call me anymore.
That's because I'm busy.
Doing
not
what?
Not calling me.
I'm just kind of hanging out.
So you're not busy?
I'm busy all the time.
We're literally always hanging out.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper.
Is Alice Cooper dead?
Is Alice
Cooper dead?
Cooper. No, he's alive.
Yeah, the number one looks like shit guy.
What? Why did we? Why?
How did you not get Alice Cooper?
Bill
How
Maher.
Did, I had to think
it
of it.
Because. He only really had like one, because like you were saying like makeup artist, I was just
No,
all...
I didn't say makeup artist. I said he does the makeup.
Yeah,
he has all... the makeup on his face, which he does.
Yeah, he does, but it's like I kept
Can you imagine being a 50-year-old guy in a fucking mask?
Okay,
MGK. You want to get up on the table and do some pop-pop dancing
for us? He punched a guy.
Okay,
like,
so did...
Up, no, like at the...
I'm grabbing a cookie.
Oh, yeah, good call. Bring those cookies over here. Please?
Not to change the subject back to me or anything.
Oh, yeah.
But I did go to that festival or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
MGK was there.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
I did. My girlfriend, I will go ahead and say, also really likes MGK, at least like the new record and stuff. So we were like pretty close, hanging out. Super trashed. Mm. Which, I mean, any show is going to be great.
When how it should be.
Super fucked up. But yeah, he punched a guy. Some guy was
at
like,
the show?
Yeah, some guy was like talking shit in the crowd, and he was like, "Why are you so mad?" He was like, "I'm just having fun. All these people are having fun. Why are you mad that I'm just like hanging out?"
Keelan brought all of the cookies that I made over on a little plate. Thank you, Keelan.
And then some guy would like swung at him after getting like let down by security. But like he like crowd surfed up to take a swing at MGK, and he fucking punched him in the face.
Hmm.
So yeah, I don't know how anybody feels about that, but
did you ever see the video?
Definitely something that I saw.
Parker Cannon jumping off the stage and punching a security guard at Warped Tour.
No.
It's one of my faves.
Wait, no. Yeah, you showed me.
One of my faves. One of the all-timers.
Gotta love a good punch at a rock show.
Yeah. You gotta love a good punch. And I'm not talking about the beverages.
So like I said, this isn't exactly our finest work, but we're doing our best to deliver content to the people.
Is this on?
And
hello? Check. Check.
Oh, sorry, I have to take a kitty break.
Oh, yeah. She's looking super cute.
She's looking so cute. I almost don't want to interrupt, but also. Okay. You're okay.
She looks so at peace.
Yeah. She's just hanging out.
True.
What's like an old band that you would love to go see?
Like they're old people, or it's from a while ago?
They're just like, they're from like a while ago. Like,
do they have to still be performing? Like, is this a real thing, or like if you could go back in time kind of scenario?
Yeah,
you
know, kind of like a back in time.
Hmm.
Jesus Christ, what is going on in this movie?
Some insane gore just
He's sleepwalking.
Oh, that's kind of horrifying.
Just stunning special effects. That's a great question, Keelan.
I don't know if this counts as going back, but I don't really listen to a lot of bands that are not like active or at least like current era. So it's kind of hard to say. But if I could go back to like a specific era and see a band like around that time, I would go see, like Black Parade era My Chem, and I'd get so trash and I'd cry. I'd just get it all out of my system and be done with it. And I'd be good to go.
All right, and you?
Fuck both of you.
I'm gonna say
nothing to that.
I'm gonna say System of a Down, self-titled era, like still decently underground, very punk. Kind of hardcore. I think it would be sick to get fucking spin kicked in a pit at a System of a Down show.
When you were talking about bands earlier, you said Surge.
Yeah.
I heard it in my head as S-U-R-G-E. And I was like, what fucking band is that? Never heard of them. Thought I was just forgetting like a classic. And
yeah.
Realized I was just stupid.
That's okay. Like I said, I'm one with the boomer band culture. I admire it from afar.
I would probably pick someone like Fugazi.
Fugazi.
You go see Fugazi?
Yeah, that would rock.
That'd be sick.
The show only cost me $5.
So did they like never find? I don't really know a lot about the band. They like never found success.
Oh,
as a band?
Oh, no, actually, oddly enough, they kind of did.
Mm.
Wonder Album sold like $2 million, and sold like 2 million copies. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know all the details, but like, Phil. Oh my god! Like, all my punk rock is like going out the window. The dude who founded it and stuff. The guy from Minor Threat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he founded like the record label and stuff, and like their whole thing was it had to be all ages show. $5 is how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
They never had a set list, so they would just play whatever they felt like. And yeah, there's like a story though of like where they're like touring around in like Alaska when they had to like raise the prices to like $7, and that was like a fucking like they like felt so guilty about doing that because they were also a band that didn't do merch either and stuff. Yeah, really cool band.
I can't remember. I think I might have been thinking of I think it might have been American Football. I can't remember. So there was a band that like whose original record like did not find any prominence initially, yeah, and then after the fact,
basically American Football.
Probably that.
Back in my day, gas was a dollar.
Hey, Geelan brought some gas. Can you say that? Are we allowed to say that?
I did not.
Okay, I was just kidding.
I plead the fifth.
I was just joking about that. I was doing a joke.
Keelan's exclusively on the Delta.
Variant?
No, that's me, motherfucker.
Yeah, coffee over there.
Yeah, like, okay, so to get into this fucking fest, you had to show, like, proof of vaccine or a negative test, and...
A doctor's note, like...
No, you didn't need a doctor. Maybe it was just
you
proof
had to
of
show
vaccine.
Hey, your government-issued vaccine passport.
Your chest.
Government.
You had to show your...
X-ray of your lungs.
Yeah.
So...
You had to give them your social security number.
So, as cool as it is that they...
Mark at the beach, brother.
As cool as it is that they, like, required the vaccine and stuff, the crowd seemed to be the kind that would totally just buy, like, a fake vaccine card.
You think that, that has to happen.
Yeah.
How and much do you think that's happening?
All I had to do was show a picture. Photoshop exists.
Is that true? You didn't even have to like.
Yeah, didn't I have to bring like the
you
real
didn't bring
thing.
The original one?
I brought it the first day, but then they gave me a red wristband that I wore the rest of the days. So you could also probably give someone else your like COVID clean wristband.
Mark the Beast.
That's right. We're just staring
wow,
at each other.
Wow.
Down.
How long have we been doing this one for already? 34 minutes. That's not bad.
That's a pretty good time. We had other stuff that we said, save that for the pod.
What did we say, save it for the pod about? Just the microwave show, I guess, right? I mean, it was fucking, like, what else is there to say other than, like, that band fucking rocks? They're just so sick. It's the best.
It was a great rock and roll fucking show.
Great time.
Better rock and roll than I saw all weekend, I'll say that.
Willow. Hi. We're doing something. Do a meow into the mic. Oh, I can pick her up a purring.
Aw. Wish we could hear it.
Yeah.
Jacob dished out for the microphones and the mobile thing, but not for headphones for everybody.
Which is kind of weird.
These are my cans from upstairs, bro. Like, I had to go to my computer and yank these off to
these
listen.
These are my cans.
These are my producer cans.
Hey, take a peek at Jacob's cans.
Hey, my eyes are up here, bitch.
My eyes are over here.
My eyes are down here.
That's
I'm pointing at my penis.
That's a joke for all our producers out there. Hey-o. Audio engineers.
Yeah, it's an audio engineer. I'm an audio engineer. I'm a sound engineer.
Keelan, how's barber school?
No, I'm not talking about barber school.
Keelan is not in barber school.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Keelan dropped out of barber school.
I did not drop out of barber
school. Keelan dropped out of barber school to go to the microwave show.
That's not what happened.
He called his instructor. His instructor said, if you don't come today, that's your final strike. You've been so bad this week. You've been a bad boy.
You have so many demerits.
I don't even have class on Mondays anyway, so.
Why don't you give away the secrets of the show? No one needs to know when we fucking record.
They can just look up the Columbus Day to the mic.
It was a Monday. We got a Monday shout out too. They were like,
yeah, they were like
Monday night.
Monday night.
Went, woo.
Yep. We got a big woo from everybody.
Typical crowd work.
Big woo energy.
Big woo energy.
Did you
bunch
know,
of Tito's.
Like, you know how like sometimes like old people call the remote the clicker?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
No.
Because it clicks when you press the buttons.
It clicks when you press the buttons. But also, the clicking noise would be received by the TV, and it would then know where when to change the channel.
The TV could hear the remote?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the clicks would, like, correspond to, like, directions.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm not lying.
That's nuts, actually.
Yeah.
Damn, he just came out the fucking TV.
And he made a TV pun. Welcome to prime time, bitch.
Jesus.
Does he say bitch a lot? I remember that from Ricky Morky, but I didn't know if that was like a real, if that was like a reference or if that was just their own.
I didn't know that either. I've not seen these.
Ready for prime time, bitch.
The guy standing suspiciously like far away at the funeral.
This looks like Friday night.
Connor O'Malley starts honking in a car in the background.
The fucking nun in a golden ass robe.
She's a special nun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Keelan, do you know what
kind of nun?
Do you
know what kind of nun that is?
What class of nun that is? Is that like the enforcer nuns?
No.
Alt skin nun.
I mean, it might
be DLC nun.
It might be like she's the like the mother hen.
I thought those were called
the mother hen.
Called mother hens?
I don't know. Like the mother of the, not the abbey, but the seminary.
I was going to say penguin, but I don't think that's actually the term. No, that's just a derogatory term for a nun.
That's for sure the derogatory term.
Right. I just heard that from the
Blues
Brothers.
Guess what? The Knights of Columbus, they're going to cancel.
We decided we're going to get really into saying the word honky, so if that's like bad or whatever, please let us know now.
Let me know in advance.
We're pretty sure that's a cool one for us.
I think I can say that one.
I think we're allowed.
Because I'm clearly that. I clearly am that.
I guess we don't know the origin of the term.
I don't know either. Let's look it up. I don't know.
Looking up slurs on the podcast.
No. Look it up.
They say it on Family Guy, so it can't be bad, right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, do your Peter Griffin impression.
He had it on lock.
Earliest 20th century incense immigrant from Central or Eastern Europe of uncertain origin.
Uh-oh, Central and Eastern Europe. I don't know about you, but I'm Scottish and Lebanese and Irish.
So what's like Central Europe?
There's got to be a slur for Central Europeans.
Like, it says Central and Eastern, right?
That's what it said.
Yeah, so what's Central? Is
I don't
that
know.
Like Germany?
Do you guys know about the Yugoslav Wars?
Probably.
Yeah.
No?
That we, like, technically fought in. Like, we had our generals leading, like, a UN fucking military force. And we, like, carpet bombed a city.
No? When was this?
You ever hear about Kosovo? They talk about it on, like, 24 and all the, like, fucking spy shows.
No.
Like, everything we saw in Kosovo.
No, never.
I just, like, looked that shit up recently. It's crazy. We just, like, I mean, it was relatively justified. Like, carpet bombing the city, maybe not good, but, like, it
not
got people to stop, like, ethnically cleansing the area, which was good. But no one talks about it because it's a war that we technically, like, weren't involved in.
Hmm.
It was just the UN or whatever.
When was that?
Early 90s.
What Keelan, the fuck?
What do you know about the
That's
Yugoslav
way too
wars?
Recent.
No, it was like early.
I thought you were going to say 1890s.
No, it was like early to late 90s. I think it was 98 that we like fucking carpet bombed Kosovo. Or whichever one we carpet bombed.
That's scary.
Keelan, give me the history. You're the smart guy here.
Okay, so you got Russia, right?
Well, Soviet Union. USSR.
USSR, uh-huh. And then you have all these like other Soviet states and stuff, like Yugoslavia is like part of it.
Ukraine.
Yeah, and then basically whole shit gets dismantled, and then Yugoslavia is just like... The thing about Yugoslavia is it's like a country filled with like... I think it's like three main nationalities that really don't get along, but for like... Ever. And
some of it's like religious, some of it's like ethnic. Like yeah. There's all basically pick a type of conflict. It's happening in Yugoslavia in the '90s.
Yeah. And like honestly though, like when they were under communist rule though, they kinda like had that shit together for whatever reason. Like
how Keelan getting on you.
If you look at Tito, right, he wasn't too bad actually.
Tito.
Oh yeah.
Tito.
Well, there's a dictator stuff named Tito for Yugoslavia. Oh,
maybe
man.
That's what that guy was yelling about.
You know what's gonna be so funny though?
Keelan, we're not gonna have a pro dictator talk on the podcast.
No, here's the funny part is like I'll probably like get slander from like online leftists gonna like how dare you like slander our tanky god Tito or some shit.
I'm not trying to be friends with any tankies, so that's okay.
Oh, well. This is awkward.
So, Yugoslavia is having some trouble, and there are various governments and armies just taking control over the different, like, states and stuff. Like, literally, like, adding and subtracting entire states from, like, the map. Like... Ugh. Like, this is now this, and then, like, that split into these three things, and now this is part of that, and then...
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy, though, how, like, Europe is just straight up lying to us?
What do you mean, lying?
They're, like, just going, like, yeah, we're our own continent, just don't think about it. Like, it really makes
me... No, we are our own continent. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, like, where it's like...
We're a whole separate one.
The fact that, like, they can't even, like, really agree whether or not Russia is a part of Europe or not, like, that...
Where is the one little side part of Russia is part of Europe, but all the rest of that shit...
Yeah, that whole mass, land mass, that's, like, above China and is, like, connected to China, it's just, like... Yeah, I guess that's still Europe. But then when you reach into China, no, now that's Asia. Now like, it's Asia. So stupid.
Borders are fake anyway.
Okay, no, the grassy Tyson.
What's the inner Shikari something? Oh, just lines.
Huh?
Drawn in the stand with a stick. I said stand.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been the lyrics. I wouldn't have known any better. I wouldn't have called you out on it.
Yeah. Countries are just cool. Lines drawn in the sand with a stick.
Enter Shikari is cool. I don't like them that much, but ever since I found out that they don't like them in Israel, I was like, that's a cool band.
Jesus Christ. So this is apparently the politics episode. Politics in American history.
I was thinking about having a beer at the show, but I didn't, and I'm glad.
I had so much beer this weekend. I
good beer or shit beer?
So, I say beer. Most of it was seltzers. Okay. We pre-gamed with seltzers, and then I would drink vodka lemonade, which Corey found, like, a guy, like, that was, like, low-key flirting with her, but mm-hmm. was making her drinks very strong. Nice. So, I just kept, like, hiding around a corner while she went up. By, like, the third day, he was like, which one's for you and which one's for your friend?
Oh. Uh-oh. Well... They're both for me, bitch.
We had the hookup.
There you
so
go.
It was vodka lemonades, and then I'd usually move to like a Bud Light at the end of the day when I decided that I wanted to feel sick for the rest of the night.
Bud Light is so trash. That sucks.
Yeah. Should have been getting Bud Heavies, but...
No.
Budweiser's actually a decent beer. Like, I would rather have a Budweiser than a Bud Light. I'd rather have a PBR than either.
I'd rather have five decent light beers than two shitty heavy ones.
How do you feel about Bud Light Platinum?
I don't think I've had it. I don't
That's the shit the people that used to work with us would get fucked up on.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's what my mom likes.
I don't know what makes it platinum versus the regular Bud Light. It like it tastes the same, but it's like almost smoother and it's got more alcohol, I think.
PBR is good. It's like kind of my dark horse. Sometimes when I don't expect it, I'll grab one and I'm like, that's a treat.
It's a PBR is an I'm already drunk and I want a beer kind
but
of beer.
I hate to say it. I know it's kind of the dad move, but like I love a Michelob.
Mick Ultra?
A Mick Ultra is a fucking tasty beer. And that's refreshing, too.
Oh, titties
oh
on
my
the screen.
God.
Hello.
God. Whoa.
Welcome to Horny Week at Your Band Is Garbage.
These two motherfuckers have been so horny today. I don't know what's gotten into the two of them.
Just Robin.
I guess it is really just Robin.
Yeah,
first of all.
But like, you get it by association. You leech it off of him. You get secondhand horny.
She's eating his tongue?
Yeah, it's a dream, bro. He would never be able to get those
big
titties.
She's shooting tongues
life.
Out of her mouth to tie him to the bedpost.
Yeah, that is a nightmare. He would never be able to get those titties.
Titty
don't kink shame her.
Divert your eyes from her. Just look at the titty.
Oh, the tongues. I can't stop looking at the tongues.
This is disgusting. Oh, now it's Freddy. Oh, he almost fucked Freddy. Feeling tongue-tied. No one's going to have any idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. What the fuck? Is there anything else we want to talk about? What are we doing here?
I say we roll another one of those fatties. Take a quick break.
And pause it?
Come on right back.
All right. Why don't we take a quick break?
You want to get high?
Don't say that. Why don't we take a quick break? We're rolling again.
We're back.
We're rolling. Jesus God. Rob. I'm sorry that I clicked rolling at very inopportune time for you.
That was my fault. I miscounted. I think I puff passed.
Well, it's okay.
So we're back.
We're back. Robin made an astute observation that nobody gives a fuck about Nightmare on Elm Street. So we're watching Jurassic Park 3.
Jurassic Park 3. Somehow still the worst Jurassic Park, even with the Lost World taken into account. And both of the Jurassic Worlds. Where's the fucking Apple TV remote? Why does it have the...
Oh.
Siri, I don't want to talk to
Someone's
you.
Someone's probably sitting on it.
Oh, Keelan. It was me. It was me. I'm the culprit. I'm sorry. But Jurassic Park 3, we've got the... Some of the OG cast. You got Laura Dern. You got...
All the stars.
The guy that wasn't in the second one.
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill, thank you. Have you seen the... Fuck, what's that Netflix show about like the early 1900s like mobsters in England?
Peaky Blinders?
Peaky Blinders. Sam Neill's American, right?
I don't think so. I think he's like British or
Australian.
No idea.
He does the weirdest, like most absurd accent in Peaky Blinders. I've only seen like the first like few episodes and it's like... I don't know if it's necessarily bad, but it's like I can't listen to it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I refuse to watch that show based on name alone. I think that it seems ostensibly like a very serious show. And for a show with such a silly name, I don't know how it can get away with being called Peaky Blinders. Although I've heard good things. It's the weird one.
But we're not here to talk about Peaky Blinders. We're here to talk about Jurassic Park 3. Now, this was the first Jurassic
We're
Park.
We're not here to talk about
This is the first Jurassic Park I ever saw. I wasn't allowed. I was very sheltered as a kid. I wasn't allowed to watch Dragon Ball Z. I would get violent if I watched Power Rangers, so I got cut
is
off
that true?
From that. It's true. I would like...
You would like hit people?
Yeah. Well, my uncles would like practice martial arts and stuff in the house because they were both like really into that.
I'd kick your ass.
Shut the fuck up. And they would call it brucing. Like Bruce Lee, when I would just like come up to them in the middle of the day and just like start punching and kicking their legs. But yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch Power Rangers because I tried to beat up my uncles too much. I think I like hit my mom or something. I was a little shit.
Damn. Yeah, you sound like you were.
I was a little shit, and then they stopped letting me watch anything violent, and then I became a normal human being for a while.
For a little bit.
For a little bit. But my...
you got all fucked up.
My grandma, I think, was pissed off at my mom that day, and she was watching me. Oh, thank you, Keelan. Fill the time. Dead air.
Oh, also, we have to mention... the cookies that I made. Mm. Keelan brought them over. Robin ate a cookie, although he's not allowed to have.
Hold on, we're mid-story. We can't start another
You
story.
Said fill the air.
I said fill like 3 seconds while I take a hit of the fucking thing.
That's what we'll talk about next, bitch.
Okay, shelf it. Jurassic Park 3. My grandma's pissed at my mom for some reason. She's watching me that day. She says, you want to go see a movie? I'm like, it's Jurassic Park 3 and Planet of the Apes. They're both PG-13, so I'm not allowed to watch them. I'm like 9 years old. I was the most fucking goody two shoes little kid you've ever met in your life. After the little shit, I was a little shit, and then I was goody two shoes.
Yeah.
Where are you now?
He's in his little shit phase.
I'm a rebel.
You're a rebel.
He's in his little shit phase.
I'm my own hero.
You're not.
Robin's in his little shit arc.
Yeah, I'm in my asshole arc. Got my little asshole.
What's your arc, Jacob?
Jacob's in
the arc of my back when I shake my ass at the shows.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, from Halo.
Oh,
that's
can
better.
I ask
Did
you
say
like,
from Halo?
And this is for real. I understand, like, moshing is, like, really, like, the go thing, too, or just, like, kind of, like, headbanging or nodding to yourself, but mm-hmm. I'm always feeling, like, that shows I just want to be dancing.
Keelan and I shook our asses at the Gavin Dance show.
I usually do dance a little bit of the show, and I noticed, actually, I noticed that you do the same. The parts, like, where you would, like, if you were up on stage, like, where it's, like, you're coming out of a heavier part, maybe in a little bit of a funkier part,
yeah.
When you would be, like, boom, like moving around a little bit,
back and
yep,
forth.
Swaying
like
back and forth.
Really, really get when you really get like the shoulders into it. When you finally remember that you have hands and that they don't just belong in your pocket.
Yep.
Yeah.
You get moving like that. I can't help but do it every time I feel a part like that at the show, and I'm like,
I'm like, literally just want to like keep moving my body and shit.
I feel like I always look like a fool at a show because I'm just like standing there in the back, but I'm still kind of like.
Oh, yeah, that too. Like, I'm, like, just losing my mind in the back or whatever, and I'm like, yeah.
Didn't you take salsa dancing lessons or something?
Oh, I took, basically.
I took ballroom
dancing and social thing. I took two different classes.
Oh, okay, also, I forgot to mention to you guys. Somebody take these cans. I want to show you this.
But
these cans.
I know how to do...
I'm not talking about titties.
I know how to do a bunch of partner dancing stuff.
So we have a few slots in like
okay.
Or like so what's this one? Funky. I like this funky horn jazz.
Damn.
And then you got
Can you like change these?
Yeah, you can
at
change
any
these.
Point? Oh hell yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's good to have,
that's
right?
That's a good one.
Isn't that good?
That's great to have.
Isn't that good?
Let's not let Keelan know what it is.
Keelan can't
Let's keep it a secret between the two of us.
I'll fire you.
You can't fire
Stop
us.
Stop telling people that you're our manager.
I'm the manager.
I'm going to send you a cease and desist.
You can.
And
here's
you're
going to
cease and desist is not.
You can be the manager, okay? But we're the proprietors. You keep us on our shit, but we.
What do you mean by proprietors?
We hire you to keep us on our shit.
Yeah. You're like the operating manager. You're like, we're the owners, but we're above.
We're delegating. You're the manager of the company.
You are the low-level manager.
We're delegating tasks to you.
Working with the worms.
You're finding bands.
Okay, I'm talking about other bands that would come on the podcast as worms, so maybe we should stop talking about this.
Worms, little sneak preview or something coming for season two, potentially.
Robin's going to get his worm out on cam and post it on Patreon for our first Patreon goal.
Yep, $5 a month.
Fucking William H. Macy is in this movie?
Yeah,
what the fuck? That's crazy.
All right, take these cans back. I don't like hearing my own voice.
Oh, I love hearing
my own
voice.
Wait, where's Lawrence Fishburne?
Lawrence Fishburne was in the other movie.
Oh, I
He's in the different movie.
Forgot.
No hot Lawrence Fishburne in this movie. Although I did get like halfway into The Matrix. I'm rewatching those.
I don't know who this young guy is, but he like skeeves me out.
He kind of looks like more trustworthy. Well, never mind.
I can't believe I saw a diner today that was closed at 11.
What? Where?
Like a morning diner?
Like a diner.
Like a breakfast diner?
Where?
Yeah, like think like a Waffle House, but it was like fancy. It was like Mom's Diner.
You know, Sheetz is open for that ready to order, made to order food 24/7.
Stop being Team Sheetz. Yeah. What is this?
It's cool.
We're like, not sponsored by them.
Yeah.
I will go on the record as saying I would love a Sheetz sponsorship.
I think this will be the
Sheetz, have your people.
This is chronologically
in touch with our
I think
people,
the,
AKA
this is
me.
Chronologically
no,
this
AKA me. The manager.
Chronologically, this is the second time that we've talked about you wanting a Sheetz sponsorship, but it's the first time the people are gonna hear it, I think.
What did we talk about it previously?
The Arcadia Gray episode, right?
Did we?
I don't know. I think we did. Spoiler alert, Arcadia Gray is coming on the podcast.
I'll fucking tell you what, man. It's in one ear, out the other. I couldn't tell you what we talk about in this fucking thing, which is so scary to think about because we've only done like 10 episodes.
Well, the thing is, I'm so pissed about the hard drive because we fully edited the beep. Oh, you could just bleep out.
I'll just bleep that one out. If they don't come back on, I'll bleep it.
Yeah, we had fully edited the first two episodes of season two. We'd got about halfway through the second one. We just hadn't posted. Spoiler alert, we're getting a new theme. We're getting our act together. It's going to be a great time, folks. But
I hated that pun.
What?
That pun was awful.
What
pun did he make?
Act together.
Act 2 is season
Keelan,
2?
Yeah.
You made that up in your own brain.
Keelan is a playwright in his mind. What's your favorite work by Shakespeare? Favorite?
It's probably fucking Hamlet.
Yep, I agree.
Like, Hamlet does kind of rock, but Macbeth also kind of rocks. Like, there's some good shit.
How do you
Macbeth.
Feel about the new Macbeth movie?
Like, what, from, like, 2014?
No, they're making a new one.
Oh, I don't
They just announced it. It has, like, a Morgan Freeman, maybe?
There's actually, like, a really cool, like, Kurosawa, Macbeth. It's basically Japanese Macbeth, and it fucking rocks, honestly. Like, it's, like, kind of eerie at times. Like, the witches are represented differently and stuff. Like, honestly, heavily recommend. It rocks.
So, a major plot point of this film that we've missed that's necessary to
still
our
no end. Subtitles on.
Necessary.
Macbeth kills the king.
Oh.
And the wife, she has like a big monologue about like taking her womanhood away.
Macbeth is good. I would rank them, okay, out of all of them, I would rank them probably Romeo and Juliet. Like mid to bottom tier, right? You got Midsummer Night's Dream kind of above that. And you've got maybe like, I'd say Hamlet and then.
Way too low.
I would say Othello. And then I would say Jurassic Park 3.
Now, yeah. Where's the King Henrys in all of these? There's like.
That guy in the back of the plane looks like he was supposed to be cast as Jack Nicholson, but they couldn't afford him. So they got Drill instead.
So basically, they have tricked Dr. Grant and his friends to come here to do like a...
And his friends. Like a, his
to do like a... Yeah, his ragtag, like his like...
It's the Scooby-Doo.
Basically, fucking. His like understudy came with him, and they're just supposed to be doing like a flyby and like looking at some dinosaurs.
A flyby?
Yeah.
Well, someone better get them.
But they were kind of weird when they hired him, and then... they're going to turn out to be really fucking annoying.
This was made in 2001.
Ooh. That seems way too recent.
Yeah, this... Because it really is...
Oh, that doesn't look good at all.
It really is in my head that, like, all the Jurassic Parks came out in the 90s. You know what I mean? But this one came out in 2001, so that already is ruining my hypothesis. Yep,
because I was 9 years old, I remember. Good call. I had nightmares about, like, the fucking trailers at the beginning of Jurassic Park 3. It was The Others with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, my God. You just unlocked a memory.
Tell me about it. Oh, tell me about it, baby. Fuck. Bring it.
It's the part where she's, like, talking to, like, the old lady, and her eyes are all white.
Yep.
And I don't know why it's when she's
talking to the little girl, and she like turns her head and she's like mommy, and her eyes are all like fucked up. That like
so this
it, that's my sleep paralysis demon.
Anytime I get spooked, I start like crying. Is that true? Yeah, no, I actually have, like, tears in my eyes because I got, like, spooked, like, talking about the others.
Oh, sorry.
No.
We're all sensitive boys on the pod.
The earliest movie memory that I have...
It's just when I get, like, just spooked. Like, I just start crying. For not, like I'm, like, bawling my... It's just, like, oh, I just have tears in my eyes because I'm very... scared that the Jabberwocky's going to get me.
The very earliest movie memory that I have is actually sitting at the Kenwood Mall at the movie theater, like with my parents to go see something. And I remember all the big poster, like banners that they had up.
Yeah.
And the only one that I can remember was the Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon Taxi movie. Had a really big poster. Up that was up for like, I think, I mean, in my head, years. I don't know if that's true, but it was up for a while.
That movie was not good.
I can't say that I've seen it, but I'm glad to hear that you have.
I've seen it like three times.
I have a movie story.
Yeah. Tell us your movie story.
So, this is how oblivious I was as a teenager. But I went to see, you remember the movie RV with Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No?
No.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Terrible, terrible film. Extremely boring, not funny. People loved it, apparently. No, we can't tell this story on the podcast.
Why not? What do you mean? You just started it. You just told half the story. Go ahead. I'll bleep whatever has to be bleeped. Just go ahead.
I mean, nothing has to be bleeped, but I went with, like, my friend, my best friend growing up, who's kind of a prick. We don't talk about it. I went with him and two girls, and there was one period where we were all extremely bored, and so... The girl that, I guess one of them was like his girlfriend at the time. We were in like middle school, so it was like, people were breaking up and getting back together left and right. It was
pretty
much just
the wild west of what a relationship is. Sure.
Yeah. If you're telling someone about how many relationships you have, you pretty much just have to cancel anything before you were like probably 17 years old.
Yeah.
I would say that's about the cutoff.
Yeah.
But... She, like, starts sitting on his lap, and they start, like, making out, and her friend, like, sits in my lap, and I'm just sitting there, like, this movie sucks. Like, watching the movie and making fun of it and completely ignoring the situation before me.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. I once...
We're just talking about, like, awkward date stories now.
Like, date stories, trauma. There's this girl I really liked that I was like trying to get with, and
Boston.
We were friends, but I wanted to try to make it more.
He was trying to bust on that.
So she like, we never hung out in person. We like texted a bunch, but would never hang out in person. And she finally like invited me over to hang out. I was like, thank fucking God. Like, this is gonna be great. Drove like probably 45 minutes, I think, to go to her place. And she like let me know that one of our other friends was going to be coming, which is like cool, whatever. Like, I'm fine with that. Even if it's just hanging out, like I'm not, you know, whatever. Totally cool.
Guy's getting fucking eaten on screen right now. They revealed the grand villain, the Spinosaurus.
Spinosaurus?
It's bigger and stronger than the T-Rex and scarier and faster. And it's got a big old spine on its back.
It sure does.
Anyway, go on. Damn. Continue with your whatever you were talking about.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my trauma.
Yeah. It's icy and it's hot.
We're sharing. It's sharing hour.
The only... I mean, the simplest way to say it would be that, like, we were all supposed to be hanging out playing Nintendo 64 Pokemon Snap. And I was playing Nintendo 64 Pokemon Snap, and they were making out on the couch. I was so upset the entire time.
Oh, brother.
No. And I just, like...
I feel that so
terrible.
When did this happen?
Years ago. Years ago?
Yeah, I was probably, like, 17 or 18.
17.
Just like crying to modern baseball.
Maybe younger.
Thinking about that memory.
Huh. I don't remember. I drove myself, so I would have had to have been like 16 or 17. Or
I'm sorry, I'm laughing through your trauma.
It's okay. I'm laughing at it now. So.
Oh, do I have?
Keelan, have you ever had any trauma?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to just pick one and share?
I mean, with girls?
Any will do at this point.
Any will do.
Oh, man, let me tell you about, like, no, I'm not fucking talking about that.
Yeah, if you want to hear Keelan's dirty laundry and all the skeletons in his closet, you're going to want to head on over to Rick Will Cut You on your favorite podcast app. Whatever you're listening to this on, it's also on that.
It's definitely on that.
So I'm pretty sure we do the same, like, distribution or whatever. You just check all the boxes, right? You just pick a website to use, check all the boxes, press upload. It's that easy, right?
It's that easy.
I mean, you can pull it off, so.
You can start a podcast.
It's got to be.
You don't even have to have people really listen to it. You can just do it for fun.
Yeah, and have a shtick that lets you talk to really cool people exclusively. Yeah.
You can just kind of do a podcast, say that you have one, and then just lets you, like, talk to people in bands that you, like, want to hang out with.
And we've made a lot.
And we're doing it for the fans, most importantly.
We've made a lot of cool friends along the way.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair.
We've been doing this for over a year now.
Holy shit, you're right.
We've been doing it for well over a year.
Well over a year.
We're coming up on two.
We're not very good at this because there's not that much out.
What, like 15, 16 episodes?
Yeah, maybe. We did take like almost the whole first half of the pandemic off.
Listen, friends, I don't know if it's clear from the content that we put out, but I think it would be fair to say that we all have extended bouts of depression where we just don't want to do anything productive or just don't have the energy to do so.
That's
the pandemic has kind of exacerbated that. And so,
no, I'm normal.
It's been
shut the fuck
it's been
up.
Hard to stick to a schedule, and I committed to one in season 2, episode 1. I committed to a schedule.
You did, you fucker.
So as soon as that starts, we actually have to get our act together.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Maybe that's why subconsciously, and that's why maybe why it's taking so long for us to put it out.
Wait, what are you doing?
What did you say? 2 weeks.
I said every other Monday.
So that seems like specific. A lot.
Every 2 weeks, yeah.
Which also, I think, lines up with maybe the podcast that we like the most.
Like the most. Like the most. The one that we wink like the most.
Oh.
Wink.
Not me. Let's start.
So, okay, so I don't know if we'll keep this in, but this is important knowledge. In that ad that I read earlier, which we need to check that website and see how we can get fucking sponsors on this, because I feel like if there was even like 45 cents in
that would be
this,
so fucking
I would
funny.
Put,
I would so do ads for like stupid bullshit that you shouldn't buy as a bit and to get paid like 45 cents for it.
Yeah, and you read the script and then you spice it up and hopefully they hopefully as long as you say the exact words that they want you to say somewhere in there, yeah, I think you're good.
It's delicious.
Based on some other podcasts that I've listened to, I would say you just kind of have to hit a few keywords and then a code. But they said that you could also buy ad space on their show. So I think it would be an extremely funny bit.
No fucking shit.
I think it would be an extremely funny bit to buy an ad on YKS. You could bleep that out.
No, we can leave it. That's fine.
Yeah, we love our boys.
Yeah, we love that show.
But
you should listen to that show if you don't already.
Yeah, if you don't.
It's way better than that. Yeah, if you're listening to this and not that,
yeah,
holy shit.
It's okay. It's a very okay podcast.
We're just talking about our heroes. Oh, the divorcing couple just saw each other half naked.
Oh, my favorite podcast.
Did you listen to any of the ones that I sent you?
I was like starting the block one.
The block party?
Yeah. But
yeah, that one's just fine.
And then Robin called me.
That one's
Oh, yeah. We talked for like an hour on the phone today.
Yeah.
That's cute.
But you couldn't call me while I was on my drive up.
I didn't know when you were driving. It was 90 minutes for you.
It was literally after.
How long was your drive to Michigan?
Mine?
Yeah. Like no, four. Who else? Robin went to Michigan. Yeah, you.
I went somewhere too.
Jacob, I will.
You could have been talking to either of us.
Yeah.
I said, how long did you drive to Michigan?
Look.
What if I thought you meant Kentucky?
Yeah.
Michigan, Kentucky. The classic city we all love.
You know,
How long would you drive to Michigan?
4 hours.
That's not bad. 4.5, that's not bad. Well, damn.
Yeah.
You know, like MGK's merch for his tour has Cincinnati and Louisville spelled wrong.
Is that real?
Cincinnati has two N's and two T's, which, let me tell you, it doesn't. The double N and the two T's. So CincinnATTI.
Mm.
And then also, instead of Louisville, it was just Louisville. Which was very funny to me for some reason.
More like Loserville. Those fucking guys. I'm serious about that, too.
Yeehaw.
Can we give a shout out to one of our favorite Twitter accounts?
It depends on what it is. Don't fucking send people to him.
Don't put Lou on blast.
Don't put him on blast. He does deserve it.
If you follow any of us on Twitter and you pay attention to our likes, you will probably see some Lou content at some point. So
nobody fucking does that.
Yeah, nobody.
That's depressing to think about people going through my likes. I don't want that to happen. Don't go through my likes.
No, it like pops up on your fucking feed.
That's horrifying for me to think about. The shit that I like is just what I like. So that's horrifying for me to think about.
I actually have something, a topic, a real thing that we can go on. And you can tell me if this is illegal or not, but I'm pretty lit, so we're just going to go for
illegal?
It.
Illegal?
Not illegal, but, like, inappropriate.
Hey, Robin here. It wasn't appropriate, so we're cutting it out. Sorry about that. I'm just so goddamn horny.
Robin is so fucking horny. What is going on?
We literally just had to cut a whole bit because it was too horny.
Yeah, you're like...
Jesus, dude.
Don't know what's wrong with me.
All right, where are we at? Oh my god, way over an hour.
Yeah, you gotta cut out so much of this shit.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to bed. It's 3:30 in the morning.
Hell Jesus yeah, brother.
Christ. Gotta work tomorrow.
This has been a blast.
Yeah, this was a blast.
We should do this more often.
Yeah, maybe. We have the technology.
Take me to more shows.
Yeah, let's go to more shows.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, does anybody want to say anything else before I turn the recorder off?
Hey, I feel like it is fairly important to say, you know, If you're going out, you're going to shows. Just be safe.
Yeah.
Do the thing.
Vax up, mask up.
Vax up, mask up. Like,
or don't.
No.
I mean, if
people are
going to
think you're serious.
If we're going to continue in this climate to do what we're doing, we're going to have to keep doing it responsibly, is all I'm saying. So, like, did I wear the mask the entire time at an outdoor festival? No. Because I was, like, eating and drinking and stuff. But, like, if you're in a crowd, if you're in, like, a crowded fucking room, if you're in a crowd at a fucking festival, just throw a mask up.
Or don't.
What's it going to do?
Nothing for you.
I have to turn the podcast off before Keelan starts getting Republican.
Yeah.
Robin's getting too horny and Keelan's getting too Republican.
That's,
That's all, folks.
Let's talk about immigration reform.
No. All right. Good night, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Love you.